Ahmed, New Britain.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Stakeholder exclusion in proposed constitution amendment process worries Lars. Agricultural Climate Action Association, Lords announced maize floor price. In foreign news, at least 200 people confirmed dead after severe flooding in Nigeria. And finally, in sports, senior Chipolopolo Kosafa squad depart to South Africa. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Law Association of Zambia LAS has carefully reviewed the provisions of the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, which was published in the Government Gazette on 23rd May 2025. LAS President Lungisani Zulu says government indicates its settled intention to introduce it on the floor of the National Assembly to reform the country's constitutional order. Mr. Zulu notes with concern that the initiated proposed constitutional amendment process excluded stakeholders and citizens from involvement, and that the proposed bill appears to have been published in the Gazette merely for citizens' general information without any established pathway for meaningful participation prior to its submission to the National Assembly. He further says that government has not disclosed any information on the process adopted in coming up with the content of the bill and changes thereto, nor is there information on which stakeholders made recommendations on the proposed content of the bill. He says the position by LAS is that the constitution is a people's document, that their involvement in its formulation is not subject to any exceptions. Meanwhile, Zambia Must Prosper Party has demanded for the immediate withdrawal of the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 and should not be presented to the National Assembly for debate within the next 14 days. Party President Kelvin Fuwe Walia, who has told One Love Radio News in a statement that what the UPND government allegedly intends to do lacks the necessary legal precedence and goes against the valid, tried and tested Zambian traditions and the constitution amendment, which he says require broad consultation, usually undertaken by a review commission. Mr. Walia has further said the party will commence legal actions if what has been demanded is not done within the stated period. Now, Mansa resident in Luapula province, Naranwanga Mwandu, has expressed concern that since independence in 1964, Zambia has a long political journey, but politicians are only concerned about preserving power rather than improving lives. Mr. Mwandu says successive governments from UNIP to the present, they have made politics a priority over the development and welfare of the people. He says Zambia has a history of constitutional amendments being rushed to secure political advantage, while urgent issues like the high cost of living, youth unemployment, poor health care, and a struggling education system are sidelined. He further says it is disheartening that every national effort begins and ends with what benefits politicians, not what uplifts ordinary Zambians.
And we have seen constitutional amendments being rushed, and all in order to secure political advantage, while urgent issues like the high cost of living and youth unemployment, poor health care, and the struggling education are sidelined. It is very disheartening, and that every national effort begins and ends with what benefits politicians, not what uplifts ordinary Zambians. Our leaders seem to forget that power is not permanent, it is temporal, and it must be used responsibly and accountably. Because when those in government focus more on staying in power than serving the people, we all suffer. We cannot continue on this path.
The Online Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia has called for the government to regulate the online taxi platform. Association spokesperson Lucas Chanda says there is need for the association and RATSA to come up with prices that can benefit both the commuters as well as the transporters. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Chanda says the reduction in fuel prices cannot trickle down to the online taxis as it is minimal and the industry has fixed prices for short and long distances.
When we compare the decrease in the price of the pump price with business, that becomes okay because the prices also are supposed to decrease. But the case of us online taxi operators is different because the prices at which we pick these clients for short distance is 22 kwacha, and the government has not considered much when it comes to regulating this industry of online taxi drivers, so that whatever they are doing business, it's cost effective. So in short, to comment on the...
Still in local news, the Center for Justice... The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, Projects Coordinator Gabriel Mukuka has underscored the importance of advocacy in climate-related financial matters. He was speaking at the Climate Finance Dialogue in Luangwa District under the Climate Justice Communities, CJC project, supported by the Scottish Government to NIRAS Zambia. Engineer Mukuka says the CJC project is addressing climate challenges uniquely based on community-specific needs in four districts, including Luangwa, Sioma, Sinazongwe, and Shangombo, of which CEG is only focusing on Luangwa, alongside the Council of Churches in Zambia. He says the role of CEJ is advocacy in the project, which includes raising awareness and facilitating informed discussions around climate finance, mitigation, adaption, and loss and damage. Meanwhile, CEJ Program Coordinator Youth and Children Daliso Mvula has explained that climate finance supports communities facing drought, extreme heat, and food insecurity. Now in agriculture news, Agricultural Climate Action Executive Director Oliver Kandela Wulaya says the announcement of the floor price of maize by the government through the Food Reserve Agencies looks at the economic fundamentals. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Wulaya says there is less dependency on imports as most of these products are being produced locally, which is good for the country. Dr. Wulaya has noted the need for more to be done in terms of increasing yield, the unity area, and also affecting production and productivity levels amongst the smallholder farmers.
The announcement of the floor price by the government through the Food Reserve Agencies will come, looking at the prevailing economic, fundamentals and how the prices of imports, for example, fertilizer and seed, has stabilized you know, in the past two seasons, you know, based on the fact that there is enormous, you know, investment in the industry and also in the fertilizer production within our country. There's less, you know.
Meanwhile, the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, says the maize floor price that was announced is a fair price.